Man, thank you so much for being here today. I'm going to start a sermon series. I am starting a sermon series called Hope for the Home. The love she desires and the respect he needs. Let's dig in. Many times I've heard women say about their husbands this: he doesn't love me. And she says that primarily because a woman is made to love. A woman is made to want love. A woman is made to expect love. However, there are many husbands that really fail to deliver the goods on what their wife was made and wants and expects in the area of love. Now, men, husbands, don't typically say, "She doesn't love me." Men typically won't say that. That's not what comes out of their mouth whenever I talk to them. What they typically think is this: my wife doesn't respect me. That's what most men would think. Most men don't say she doesn't love me. They'll say, my wife doesn't respect me. And here's the thing. Men were made to be respected. They want respect. They expect to be respected. And just like men aren't delivering the goods on love to their wives, women aren't delivering the goods on the respect that their husband is looking for. And because husbands and wives fail to deliver the goods in these two respects, we're looking at an epidemic of 5 out of 10 marriages end in divorce. They break up. They don't stay together. Because there is a failure to deliver the goods in the love department and the respect department, marriages fail. And marriage is hard. If you've been married, or you are married, or you're thinking about being married, it's rough. It's difficult, but I wanted to tell you something. The Bible literally tells us this. 1 Corinthians 7:28. But those who marry will face what? No. I just felt like saying duh every time I read that. You know, if you're married, you're going to have troubles. Because it's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. It's work. I mean, it's arduous. It's difficult. And the Bible says, if you're married, baby, you're going to have some trouble. Now, I'm going to show you that there is a connection. There is a correlation between what she's not getting and what he's not getting. I'm going to show you that this whole thing of love and respect, they are intrinsically connected. And it makes a world of difference. Because you see, without love from him, the wife will respond with disrespect. Without love from the husband, the wife responds without respect. Now let me flip it for you. If the woman doesn't give respect, the man responds out of being unloving. And the crazy cycle goes around and around and around. Without respect from her, he reacts without love. And this situation goes around perpetually. This crazy cycle can spin for days or weeks or hours or years or decades. And what we're going to refer to in this marital, what I'm going to refer that cycle as in this marital craziness is a crazy cycle. Because that is exactly what happens. The woman doesn't receive love, so she responds with disrespect. The man doesn't receive respect, so he responds out of unlovedness. And nobody stops it. Nobody tries to control this thing. And it'll just keep spinning and spinning and spinning. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33, because right now you're saying, dude, you're nuts. But I'm going to show it to you in Scripture. Ephesians 5, 33, and this is the key that I think unlocked this whole series. And it could be just I've worked on it. But for me and my money, I think this is the best and most practical family series I've probably ever done. However, each one of you, you are really the husband, you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must... Oh, really? Dadgummit, preach. You can disagree with me all you want, but when you look at a verse like this, it's, the dude, okay, I understand where you're coming from. I get that. I accept that. You see, there is a connection between love and respect. There is a connection between these two things. And what Paul is saying is that wives need love. And all the wives would say, amen, you're absolutely right. Wives need love. And that's what Paul's saying, wives need love. But what we haven't ever been introduced to, what we've not ever been exposed to is this. Men, you need respect. You need respect. I'm not saying that arrogantly. I'm not saying that out of male chauvinistic part of my soul. It's just that's who we are. That's the way we were made. These needs, a need for love and a need for respect, they play off one another. They bounce off one another. And these two things, these two needs have everything to do with the marriage that you'll have. Love and respect have everything to do with the marriage that you will live in. They have everything to do with how well she and he get along. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you some very basic truths in Scripture and what it looks like when these two needs are being met. I want to give a disclaimer on the front end of this message. A husband is to obey the command to love even if his wife doesn't command the respect, even if the wife is disobedient to the command to respect. Men, you always love your wife whether she's disrespectful or not. Ladies, there is a command there. A wife is to obey the command to respect even if her husband does not obey the command to love. Neither one of us are off the hook. The husband is called to love a disrespectful wife, and an unloved wife is called to respect an unloving husband. I believe that with all my heart. Where you can't leave the marriage because she doesn't respect you, and you can't leave the marriage because you don't feel loved. The woman can't leave the marriage because she doesn't feel loved, and the man can't leave the marriage because he feels disrespected. I want to give you two statements that there is zero justification for. Either of them. Men will say this, I'll love my wife when she shows respect to me. And a woman will say, I will respect my husband when he shows love to me. Is there any doubt why the crazy cycle spins off the hinges? Those are the two ideas that mama has, and those are the two, that's the idea that the father has, the husband has. When these two statements are made, they act off one another, because I told you, they respond to one another. And when that happens, we spin the wheel on the crazy cycle. The man feels disrespect, and here's the thing, when a man feels disrespected, it's hard to love his wife. And when a wife feels unloved, it's hard for the wife to show respect to her husband. And when the man feels disrespected, he tends to act in a certain way. When a man doesn't feel the respect he needs or wants or he was created for, he responds in a very distinct way. When the woman doesn't get the love she was made and wants and expects, she responds in a very certain way. So the crazy cycle gets its momentum. It keeps its momentum because of this one truth. Without love, she responds. Without respect, he responds. And without respect and without love, that crazy cycle is born, and we keep that joker running like a roulette wheel on the boats. So, how can I be sure that the man's primary need is respect? How can I be sure that the woman's primary need is love? I'll give you three qualifiers for that. Number one, I've been a preacher for over 30 years, 31 years this November. So I've had a lot of people in my office tell me about their marriages, more than I wanted. Number two, I've been married to Miss Pam Fogerson for 28 years this year. She doesn't know either, so don't judge either one of us. Been a long time since we've rock and rolled. It's been a long time. But I will tell you how long I've been a man. I've been a man for 48 years this year. So I've been a pastor for a long time. I've been a husband for a long time. But I've been a man for much longer. So when I tell you about what a man needs, I've got a doctorate degree on being a dude. The wife is the one who asks this. This is what the wife asks. Does my husband love me as much as I love him? Does my husband love me as much as I love him? Because that question is placed this way. I know that she knows that her husband loves her. I know she knows that her husband loves her. It's an issue of how much. When he comes across to her as unloving, when the man comes across to her as unloving, she will typically respond. When she doesn't feel the love, she needs. This is the way she'll respond. She typically will respond in a negative way. And in her response, what she's trying to do is she's trying to get her husband to be more sensitive. She's trying to get her husband to be more compassionate. She's trying to get her husband to be more loving and more caring. Unfortunately, the wife's usual approach is to his lack of sensitivity or to his lack of caring is this. The woman is trying to get the man to be more loving, and what she will try to basically do to get him to change is she will typically complain or criticize or cry. In closing, gosh dang it. But for us men, when we hear the criticism and the complaining and the crying, I mean, it basically, it goes over like a beer keg at a Baptist picnic. You know, it doesn't work. We'll hear these things, and it doesn't make us any more loving. It doesn't make us any more sensitive. If anything, it makes us angry. And so instead of being loving, we'll be probably less loving. Men, let's flip it. The man doesn't usually talk about, does my wife love me as much as I love her? Why not? Because the man knows you love him. This is true. Man, this is going to hit you hard because you know it's true. And I'm going to tell you why it rings true to you in a moment. If I ask men in here, does your wife love you? Every single one of them will say, yes, of course she does. But if I would ask every man in this room, does your wife like you? That's right. Oh, she loves me, but she don't like me. Reading mail today, ain't I? Reading your mail. The man knows that his wife loves him. He's not quite sure she likes him. And when the man thinks that, he interprets the dislike for him from her as disrespect. And so we want to try to change her. We want her to be more respectful. We want her to have more respectful behavior to us. And most of us, we won't complain. We won't criticize. We won't cry. You know what we do? We don't talk. We'll just shut down because we don't want to argue. And that goes over with you women about like trying to sell brass knuckles to Mother Teresa. Not much gets accomplished. And so we do these things to each other. And we wonder why we keep turning the wheel. That's because we have failed to see the connection between love and respect. So far, have you learned anything yet? This is real. So the husband tries to motivate her by shutting down to her unloving ways. Again, look at Ephesians 5:33. However, each husband must love, the word is agape, unconditional, no strings attached. He must agape love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Agape love is that unconditional love that the husband is to have to show his wife. No strings attached, no qualifiers, no antecedents. You just love, you love your wife. That's the way it is. That's the love that you're supposed to have for your wife. However, most Christian couples will read this verse like this. Husbands, love your wife unconditionally. Wives, you have that up there. Respect your husband only if they have earned and deserve it. That's the way most Christians couple read this. Most couples, most evangelical Christians will say, yes, my husband is supposed to love me unconditionally, but I will respect my husband only if he deserves it. True? Ain't nobody talking today. That's good. I want you to be quiet. Because this is the stuff will get you in trouble when you get out in the car, all right? Now, I don't want to be blamed for that. Paul is actually saying that respect is... Oh, gosh. What Paul is saying is this. Respect is just as important to the man as love is to the woman. Women is as important and holy and sacred as you see love in the marriage. Your husband sees respect equally as important and needed. Preacher, I've never heard that before. That could be why our marriages are in the toilet. Because we've all focused on love. And we've never got to the end of this verse where it talks about respect. The Apostle Peter chimes in with Paul on this matter of respect in 1 Peter chapter 3, I think verse 1 and 2, where he says, "Wives, fit in with your husband's plans, for then if they refuse to listen..." And by the way, Peter's talking about a man who's walking into disobedience. He's not walking a godly life. He's not believing the Word of God. He's either a saved Christian who is in a backslidden condition, or he's a lost guy, period. This is who this type of man's talking about. This is who Peter is describing. Okay, "For then, if they refuse to listen when you talk to them about the Lord, they will be won by..." They'll be won by your what? Oh, man. You're looking at a man who doesn't... This is deep. This verse is talking about a man who does not deserve respect, who has not earned respect. But you know what the Bible says to do to that man? Respect him. Now, what we're doing today is we're literally burning the paradigm thought of my husband is supposed to love me unconditionally, and I will respect my husband only if he deserves it. Ma'am, you need to understand that. That is exactly what the Bible doesn't say. God's not pleased with this guy. He's either an unbeliever or he's a saved guy in a backslidden condition. That guy who's not obeying the Word of God. But the text isn't calling on wives to feel respect. It's calling her to show respectful behavior to her husband no matter what. These texts, Ephesians 5:33 and 1 Peter 3:1-2, are not about the husband deserving respect. They're about the wife being willing to treat her husband respectfully without conditions. God wants the wife to respect her husband, ordains the wife to respect her husband, commands the wife to respect her husband as a method to draw the husband to himself. And the moment the husband opens up his spirit to God, what happens is this: the husband will reopen his spirit to his wife. That thing's unlocked with respect. Not with griping, complaining, nagging, and crying. It's unlocked with respect. It's really, I mean, it's okay to be mad at me all you want. But I'm going to take you right back to Ephesians 5:33. That's what I see. These texts are together. God wants and desires the wife to respect her husband as a method to draw the husband back to himself. The closer the man draws to God, the closer he draws to his wife. And the key to that closeness is R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Every wife wants her husband to appreciate how much she loves him. And she yearns to feel more love from him. And she wants to feel more love for him. And the best way to show love to a husband is this. Women, the best way you can show your love to your husband is to show him respect in meaningful ways that are important to him. Because this is what happens. You maybe think you're showing respect to your husband, and that's not even coming up on his radar. Ladies, the respect you show him lets him feel the wife's love for him, and that ignites a feeling of love inside of him for you. All right, let's talk about the crazy cycle a little bit more. The crazy cycle always wants to spin. It's like a teenager. They always want to be gone. And the crazy cycle always wants to spin. It always wants to stay in momentum. Now, I think that we can control it by remembering the love and respect connection and that they do exist. The smallest thing can set the crazy cycle into motion. And if the couple does not know what to look for, if the crazy couple doesn't know what to look for and the crazy cycle gets kicked off, she starts complaining and criticizing and crying. He stonewalls. We just keep turning that thing. What I'm wanting to give you over the next month is I want to give you the tools. I want you to know what to look for, how you can engage, how you can prevent, how you can slow down. At the heart of stopping the crazy cycle is a big word. It's communication. At the heart of stopping this thing is communication, and it's hard. Why is communication between men and women so difficult? Why is it so hard? I will tell you why. Because the women have a code. And us men, we have a code. We speak a different language. We have a code. And what I want to do is I want to reach into the bottom of the Cracker Jack box and I want to bring out the decoder ring for the ladies and I want to bring out the decoder ring for the men. And I want to help you understand what the code means. I want to help you crack the code, if you will. Each sex speaks in code based on their gender. We may not intend to, but I'm here to tell you, men speak a different language than women do. And vice versa. There is a man code and there is a woman code. I will tell you exactly what that looks like. Miss Pam and I have closet. We have a closet. She will look at her side of the closet and say, I don't have anything to wear. She doesn't mean she don't have anything to wear. She means she ain't got nothing new to wear. I go to my same thing. I don't have anything to wear. What I really mean is, I don't have anything clean to wear. Now, but Miss Pam had a code, and I have a code. We say the same thing, but they mean something entirely different. Ladies, just because you may feel unloved at any given time, you need to understand something. Your man, just because you feel disrespected at any given time, and men, just because you may feel disrespected at any time, it doesn't necessarily mean your wife or your husband is sending that. It just might mean, I'm picking up the wrong message. She might be speaking in code. She's speaking in some foreign tongue. She may say one thing, and what I interpret it as may not be what she's saying. And men, she's saying one thing, and she may not be saying what we're picking up because of the code. And so we spin the crazy cycle because we haven't cracked the code. Remember, the wife was made for love. The husband was made for respect, and that's what each other needs. The woman needs love. The man needs respect. She was not trying to be disrespectful on purpose. He was not trying to be unloving on purpose. We just tend to focus on what we need. You know, the woman needs love, and when she doesn't feel love, she will lash out. And the man may not have been trying to be unloving, but she'll respond by being disrespectful. And what the man said, he wasn't trying to be unloving, that's just the way it came out. He understood what he was saying, and the man will get his feelings hurt, and he'll respond out of being unloving because now he feels disrespected, and he's going to say something, or he'll just stonewall himself. And the woman didn't mean to tick him off, and now you don't mean to tick her off, and you just don't know what to do. Part of that is because we don't know how one another speaks. This is why I need us to crack the code that'll help us stop or at least slow down the crazy cycle. Now here's the thing. Don't be mad at your wife because she doesn't show you respect. Don't be mad at your husband because he doesn't show you love. Men are different. And ladies are different. And do you understand something? God made you different. Men and women are not the same. I guess what I'm saying is don't hate the player. Hate the game. Genesis chapter 1 tells us that God made us different. God made them male, and how else did He make them? Oh, yeah, David, come on. He made them male and... You can't get any more different than that. God made men different and God made women different. They are two different creatures altogether. We're not the same. We weren't created the same. We were made very different, women and men. For example, Peter instructs men to treat their wives in a very unique and special way. Not because she's stupid, not because she's a second-class citizen, not because she can't understand things, not because she's a fragile flower. You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way as with someone weaker. And by the way, weaker, that's not what everybody thinks it is, all right? Since she is a what? Men, treat your wives differently just because she is a... Doesn't matter what the school teaches you. Doesn't matter what you hear on the news. Women are different than men, and that's the way God created you. Men, God created us different too. We're different. That's the way you were created. Don't hate the player, hate the game. That's God made you different. I want you to picture this whole communication thing like this. Women, I think you walk through life with pink sunglasses on. And the way you see the world, everything is filtered through your pink sunglasses. Men, God gave us a set of our own pair of sunglasses, but ours are blue. And we see everything in the world through a blue set of sunglasses. You and I can be looking, as men, you and I can be looking at the same thing, and we don't even got to say a word to one another. We just say,
yep.
You know why? You and me seeing the same thing. Women, they can be together in a crowd. They've all got on their pink sunglasses, and they're seeing the same thing. They don't got to say anything because they've got on the same sunglasses. And not only that, God didn't just give us unique sunglasses. He also gave us unique hearing aids. Women had pink hearing aids. They matched the sunglasses. I get it. Because men and women can both be hearing the exact same words, but the woman picks it up differently. The men have their own blue hearing aids on, and what was said, they heard the exact same thing, but it's filtered in through their blue hearing aids. Case in point. A woman, y'all okay? You liking it? Don't lie to me. I feel it. You may not like it, but it's the truth. A group of women can see this man just being harsh and speaking bad to his wife, and his wife just kind of cowers down and begins to stonewall. Women can stonewall too. And there might be a group of seven women who see that, and every single one of them are listening to it through their pink hearing aids and through their pink sunglasses, and they're saying, can you believe that man destroying that beautiful tender blossom? Men are brain dead. They've got two brains. One's lost, the other one's out trying to find it. Every single one of them. Every single one of them.
That's right.
Let's flip this thing around. Men, man up. We see some woman demoralizing and tearing the spirit out of her husband. He stonewalls. You got a group of seven guys seeing this thing go down and his spirit's being crushed. We all look at one another and we don't say anything, but with ESPN, we're speaking to one another with our minds. Can't believe the way she's talking to him. No wonder he's shutting down. Somebody get that witch her broom, you know? Every single one of us think that, you know what? Glasses and we got on the same hearing aids. I don't hate the player. I hate the game. I've accepted the fact that we've got different sunglasses. We've got different hearing aids. Yours are pink. Mine are blue. And if you're a dude that's got pink and sunglasses and pink hearing aids, you've got bigger problems than this sermon's going to handle today. That's a sermon maybe for June. Take that off the internet. I don't want that out. All right. I think most of that were in my notes. Page 7. The sooner we realize and accept the fact that men and women are created very different, we see through different sunglasses and we hear with different hearing aids, the sooner our crazy cycle can stop. The sooner we realize, oh, my old man has blue sunglasses and a blue hearing aid. My wife has pink sunglasses and a pink hearing aid. The sooner you understand that and the code thing's going on, man, I'm giving you gold here today. I'm giving you help that will help you stop the crazy cycle. What typically happens instead of accepting these truths is this. When we don't know about the sunglasses and hearing aids, when we don't know about the codes of our spouse, a man will shut down and stonewall his wife. He won't fight. He won't argue. He just won't talk. A woman will do the three C's: complain, criticize, or cry. Stonewalling and the three C's do nothing to stop the crazy cycle and stop. What stonewalling and the three C's do is they keep the wheel turning. Can I tell you why? I will tell you why the woman will nag and criticize and complain. It's because this: God has made women with a greater capability to express their emotions. God made you that way. I don't ever got to ask what on Miss Pam. I don't ever have to ask what's on my wife's mind. She'll tell me. God made you that way. You share your emotions. You share your feelings. You don't bottle up anything. Case in point, if there's a group of seven women and one start crying, every one of them will start crying. Am I right? We got a group of seven men, Joe, and one starts crying, the other six will get on him and whip that punk until he shuts up. What's wrong with you? Because God didn't create... Again, I don't hate the player, I hate the game. That's the way God created you. And we have to understand that as men and women, as wives and husbands, that when your wife complains or nags or criticizes, she may not be trying to be disrespectful. She's trying to tell you what she feels. I'm sorry that it comes off like that, but I highly doubt she's just, you know, trying to rip your guts out. I don't think she's trying to kill your spirit. She's trying to feel loved by you. Well, I don't feel like feeling loved by her, but I don't feel respect by her. There you go. That's the crazy cycle. And that's why we fight. That's why we wind up in divorce court. Most of us men, when we feel disrespected, we won't say anything. We'll shut down. And I'll tell you why that is, and then I'm going to close this first message on the Hope for the Home series. If you wondered how long I'm going to preach, that's all I got left, all right? When a wife says to her husband, oh gosh, and this is the worst part of the sermon. I ain't going to lie to you. This is hard. When a wife says to her husband, of her husband, that he has to earn her respect before she respects him. Ma'am, you have no idea what kind of a situation you're putting your old man in when you say, my husband has to earn my respect. You have put that dude in a lose-lose situation. Ephesians 5, 33, I'm just going to bring it back up. And again, what we're looking at is, my husband has to earn my respect before I give it to him. Nevertheless, each individual among you, each individual husband also is to love his own wife as he loved himself. Agape love, unconditional love, no strings attached. And the wife must see to it that she... When you tell your husband that I want you to love me unconditionally and then I'll respect you when you earn it, you're saying this to your old man. You're respectful. You are responsible for all the love in the relationship, and you're responsible for all the respect in the relationship. You're responsible for it all. Baby, he can't win that. He is in a lose-lose situation. That's responsibility that you're putting on your old man that God didn't even want on him. And so when you say you've got to earn my respect before you get it, he can't win. No wonder he shuts up. Now, it may not ever been explained to you like this, but my name is Mike. I'm your friend. I'm telling you that's what's going on behind those blue sunglasses. We evangelical Christians stress unconditional love to him for her, but I almost guarantee none of us have ever heard of unconditional respect from her for him. We just haven't. Respect does something to the man's soul. You know why respect does something to the man's soul? Because, Kevin, that's the way God made us. We were made for respect, we expect respect, and we want respect. Don't hate the player, hate the game. That's the way God created us. That's why in Ephesians 5:3 it says, man, you love your wife because that's what she needs. And ladies, let me tell you something. That's why the Word of God says, women, respect your husband because that's the way God made him. Where's my men? You're going home lonely, Bryce. Me too. Where do you want to go have lunch, all right? And ladies, you're probably saying, well, you know what, preacher? I need to have respect too. And I've got men in here saying, well, I need love too. And you're absolutely right, of course. I'm talking at the base primary level of who you are as an individual. Your personhood. Women primarily need love. Men primarily need respect. Two different things. I'm not saying men don't need love, and I'm not saying women do not need respect. I'm just talking about the primary base level. Wives are made to love, want love, and expect love. However, many husbands fail to deliver the goods. Husbands don't usually say, my wife doesn't love me. But they typically think she doesn't respect me or she doesn't like me. Because husbands were made to be respected, want to be respected, and expect respect, many wives fail to deliver the goods. All right, I'm closing. This is it. Last page. I grew up at Odin, Illinois. Odin. Anybody know where Odin is? It's all right. I grew up at my grandmother's cafe. Big jukebox. Big the lights. I grew up listening to a lot of great Motown songs. And I always remember there was one song that I loved. Aretha Franklin. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Love that song. I danced my diaper off listening to that song, you know. Little naked chubby kid running up and down the bar. We know this song. And for lots of us, it came an unofficial anthem for the women's movement. It's all right. I know some of you can't dance. I don't judge you. But women love this song. And this is their anthem. Respect me. This is what I want you to show me when I get home. I'm going to tell you the irony of this song. Do you know that Aretha Franklin didn't write this song? Otis Redding wrote that song. Otis Redding wrote Respect. He wrote it to his girlfriend. Otis Redding wrote, got you, didn't I? Otis Redding wrote this song to his girlfriend from the deepest need of his heart. And he wasn't saying, show me some L-O-V-E when I get home. He said, Kevin, show me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T when I get home. Women hijacked that song. It came from the soul of a man. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. You've got different sunglasses. She's got different sunglasses. She's got her own code. You've got your own code. Men. What I'm going to talk about the next two... Y'all excited for the next two sermons? Yeah, this is a good series, baby. Because women have a different role to play in breaking the crazy cycle, and men have a different role to play in the crazy cycle. I'm going to talk about breaking the crazy cycle, the blue version, next Sunday. The Sunday after that, Mr. Kenny Evans will be here, but the Sunday after Kenny is here, what I'm going to share with you is breaking the crazy cycle, the pink version. How many of y'all learned something today? Give you something to think about? I guarantee you, you're going to be at home thinking about this when you go home. I got one more thing. This is it. Last paragraph. Oh, gosh. Don't get your purses yet. Ladies, I want you to listen to this. Ladies, do you expect to have to earn your husband's love? Don't answer this out loud, for heaven's sakes. Ladies, do you expect to have to earn your husband's love? Most of you will say no. 99.7% of you will say, no, I don't expect to earn my husband's love. He should just love me. Why do you expect your husband to have to earn your respect? Lord God, I love you with all my heart. And God, I pray that this series of messages will help minister to marriages, will help husbands, will help wives. We could shut down this crazy cycle, and God, maybe save a few marriages in the meantime. And God, I want to thank you for letting me pastor a church where I have got the freedom to preach a message like this. And I don't got to worry about losing my job tomorrow because I offend somebody. These people are hungry for the truth. And they want somebody to speak the truth to them in love. And God, I thank you for that because I don't take this setting for granted. I know that my other brothers in the ministry, they may not have this freedom. I know they don't have this freedom. But Lord, this church is so hungry for the truth. This church is so hungry for the things of God. This church is so hungry for the presence of God. This church is so hungry to want to love you and love people and to try to live like Jesus. They're hungry for it, God. We don't even care what the waitress looks like. Just bring us something out because we're hungry. Thank you, Father God, for giving me the honor to pastor a church like this. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Thank you for a gathered group of people who love you with their whole hearts. And Father, I pray blessing over the marriages who are going to. And Father, there's probably men who are here today by themselves, and they were saying, I wish my wife would have been here to hear this. And there are wives here today who were saying, I wish my husband was here to hear this. God, I pray for those husbands and wives. I pray that when this next sermon drops, they're here. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.